Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, we're going to go a little bit further, a little bit deeper into the Wishlist Challenge. I published it last month, talking about the article and kind of what we had built and were thinking about. And I'll include, obviously, a link to the original Wishlist Challenge with this podcast. And I'm writing a follow-up article right now, trying to go through, you know, what we did. So basically what happened was my wife and I each made a list. So you hand each other a blank piece of paper with the words wish list on it. You then write down or type or whatever you're comfortable doing, dictate into Dragon if you wish to, what you're going to do, what you want to do, short term and long term. The thing that amazed me as I kind of look back at the first go-through, and obviously we'll do it again a few more times. It's not a once-and-done. It's kind of a shampoo challenge. You finish it, and then you go do it with somebody else. Or you finish it, and you go do it with your spouse again. Or you finish it, and you go do it with somebody else, and then you do it with your spouse again, and so on and so forth. You can do it multiple times. Just because you clean out your short-term list doesn't mean that, you know, you haven't formed good habits, and it isn't time to move on to the next set of good habits you want to form. So as we move down the path of implementing and building on this concept of the wish list, you know, there are a couple of things that we want to think about. And one of them is, you know, we kind of came up with a new idea, which is we're going to actually take our long-term goals and bring them into our short-term goals by having discussions while doing the short-term goals. The other thing that I thought was funny is after a number of years of marriage, most of our short-term goals were common. They were actually very similar. And so what we ended up doing is picking the big ones that were kind of unique to each of us and going with those short-term goals. And then we each had a couple of long-term goals that were unique to us, so we went with those long-term goals. The other long-term goal is one that we both share and have shared for the last few years, so it's kind of one of those things that we're just building on things we've been building on. Anyway, that's my recap of the Wishlist Challenge. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.